How's everybody week been?
Last.
I'm good. I'm still here.
Last.
Bless the Lord. It's a good day because we are here.
Amen.
Amen.
Every day is a good day.
Yes, it is. Every day we're above the ground.
Amen.
Amen. We praise God for another time to come together.
Amen.
One more time.
Yes, sir.
Another day the Lord has made.
Yes.
We are to rejoice and be glad that to end the day. This is day 108.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. We're still here. Anybody glad to be the number?
Yes,
amen.
Sir.
No,
amen.
Hallelujah. God didn't have to keep us today. Could have left us yesterday.
Uh-huh. Amen.
But he brought us into today.
Amen.
And we're glad that he did.
Yes, amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. The Lord is good, good, good.
Yes, Lord.
All the time. And we got to start equating bad things to him.
Tell him.
Doing person. Bad things.
Amen.
The Lord does good things.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. He's only allowing it to happen because of what we've done in the beginning.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah. And that was a choice made by man to have evil in his life.
Uh-huh.
He didn't have it at the beginning. Hallelujah. So we praise God for Jesus coming to be now deliverer.
Amen.
And praise God for yet this time that we are blessed to come together one more time.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Somebody ought to make some noise out there for the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
God,
thank you,
Jesus.
Amen.
Praise God.
Praise
God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah.
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 Bless you, Lord.
Praise Him that you want to still be here.
Bless your heart.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm still here.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, God. Yeah, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus, for saving me.
Yeah.
Thank you for keeping me. Yes, Lord. Yes, to your word. Yes, to your way. Yes, Lord, I will obey. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise.
Tell him what you want.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God, because we know He's able.
Yes,
He is. Yes, He will, and He'll do it. Yes, he will. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, he will.
We ask. If we only believe, trust him, do it. Glory be to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
We're ready. We had a great Bible study this morning, and we were just ready for service. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yes, there's work to be done. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes. Thank you, God. It's a happy day.
Yes,
a good day.
Yes, it is.
Oh, happy day. Oh,
happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
When Jesus was.
When Jesus was.
For anyone.
When Jesus was.
Wash my sins.
Oh, happy day.
Amen.
Oh, it's a happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Yes, it is. Yes,
amen. Our best Lord at all times. His praises shall continue to be in my mouth.
Yes.
Shall make a boast in the Lord. Humble shall hear thereof and be glad.
Yes.
Oh, magnify the Lord.
Magnify the
Lord. Yes. Let us exalt his name together.
Yes.
Lord is in his holy temple.
Yes.
On earth he stopped before him. I was glad when it said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 So we're at this point, we're beginning our service. Praise God. God, as we look to the hill from which comes our help, knowing that it comes from the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. At this time, we're going to ask Elder Bush to pray. Elder Bush.
Oh, I'm sorry. Pray. Our precious God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, it's another day. We stand before your presence with nothing but praise. God, we thank you for last night's sleep, waking us up this morning. Oh, God, you've been so good to us all week long. And Lord, we come to give you the praise. Because God, you are worthy. God, bless the word of the day. Bless the people bringing the word. Oh, God, if there's any sick among us, bless us, Lord. Have your way in service, Lord.
Yes,
God, we thank you for all these blessings. Yes, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Glory be to God.
Lord.
Amen. Praise God.
Thank God for this opportunity to continue in his word.
Mm-hmm.
And we call your attention to the book of James.
Daniel.
Chapter 4. Verse 10 through 12. And First Corinthians. Chapter 4. Verses 1 through 5. That's James, chapter 4, scripture number 10, 11, and 12. And 1 Corinthians 4, scriptures 1 through 5.
Amen.
God, you know.
James, all the time.
I was there.
Amen.
Okay.
Anybody else there?
Amen.
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 James.
Amen.
Chapter 4. verse 10, 11, 12. Got it?
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up.
Yes.
Not evil one of another, brethren. He that speaketh evil of his brother and judgeth his brother, speaketh evil of the law and judge the law. Judgeth the law. But if thou judge the law, thou art not a doer of the law, but a judge.
Mm-hmm.
There is one lawgiver who is able to save and destroy. Who art thou that judgeth another? Corinthians, 1 Corinthians, chapter 4. Know when you get there.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, I heard two amens.
Amen.
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 Okay.
Amen.
What a man's soul account of us as of the ministries of Christ and stewards of the mystery of God. Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. But with me, it is a very small thing that I should be judged of you. Of man's judgment. Yea, I judge not my own self, for I know nothing by myself, yet am I not hereby justified. But he that judgeth me is the law. Therefore, judge nothing before the time. Until the Lord come, who both will bring to
light
the hidden things and of darkness, and will make manifest the counsel of the heart. And tell your friend, tell the congregation, or ask them this question.
Are
you still judging?
Are you still judging?
Judge not that you may be judged.
All right. Last week we talked to you by not judging. And I thought I was through with that, but Lord said, no, I need to go back through that again.
My Lord.
Because somebody still didn't hear it.
Yeah.
Not talking about not hearing it with your physical ears.
Amen.
But you didn't hear it spiritually.
My Lord.
And if you're not, if you're still judging, that means you didn't hear it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Judging is something that is we've been doing basically all our life. And since we've been doing it all our life, it's something that's hard to get rid of.
Yes, it is.
It is a thing that is of human nature. And it is something that humans that's prone to do. Okay. All that came along with what happened when man went against God.
Amen.
And brought evil into this world.
Mm-hmm.
Now, judge A judge is somebody that has been given some authority by a governing body or something like that to hear, sit and listen and hear a case about someone or something. And from that, make a determination as to what the law is saying that should happen.
My Lord.
Right. Now, since the word tells us not to judge, that means that we haven't been given no authority to judge spiritual things.
Yes,
my Lord.
Now, he allows for you to, from the judge, legal things that is set up for you to go by.
Yes.
And this dying world. Okay. You can judge legal things, but then you're not judging the person. You're actually judging the effect that they have to what degree they have violated the law. And what the law says should happen from that. But what we're dealing with spiritual judgment. That we tend to judge people daily. Some people spend their entire day in judgment. They find nothing else to do but to sit around and judge when you got the word that we can stay focused on.
Amen.
And the word said if we keep our mind on the word of God, He'll keep you in perfect peace. Because the word of God is assuring and reassuring that what God has done in the past, He'll do it again.
Yes, He will.
Okay. And He is faithful at whatever He does. Okay. We are in that realm. We judge one thing or another. We judge people's lives. We judge what they wear. We judge how they look.
Yes.
We judge how they sound. We judge how they act. We just judge everything about them.
Well, my Lord.
And then we get upset when the shoe is turned the other way. And the judgment is about you.
Yes, Lord.
But you got to remember the word said, if you judge by what judge you measure out, it's going to be back, judged back to you.
Back to you. Yes, right.
If you want good things done and said about you, you need to be doing good things.
Amen.
Saying good things about other people.
Amen.
Okay. We're told by James to humble ourselves in the sight of God.
Amen.
Lord. So, and we're to stay humble.
Yes.
For low and humble.
Is the way.
Is the way.
Yes, yes, God.
So look to the Lord and follow what He tells you to do. He will make everything
all right.
Turn out all right.
Yes, He will. Yes, He will. Thank you, God.
Look into the hills. Which can be your help. Knowing that your help comes from the Lord.
From the Lord. Amen.
Who made everything. God. And you don't have to worry about everything else.
That's right.
God will.
He will.
Take care of it.
Yes, he will. Uh-huh. Yes, he will.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
In Romans. Romans 14. The narrow that we judge a lot in as well. And try to make others conform to our way. Romans 14. Are we there?
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
At verse 1.
Amen.
Him that is weak in the faith, receive, but not to doubtful disposition. So, if someone is weak in the faith, you to receive them. Okay? And don't receive them with doubt. Because they have faith not as strong as yours. We start judging the people because their faith is not strong as yours and say they must not be saved. Or something like that. Got to remember, if that person is weak in the faith, they're doing according to God's ability that he's given them. Okay. And we're not to condemn them or judge them.
My Lord.
Because they're not on the level that you are on. Okay. Verse 2. For one believeth that he may eat all things, while another who is weak only eat herbs. Okay, you got your vegetarians, and you like your meat, got your meat lover. Okay. One believer that he may eat all things, that person has strong faith. Okay. We'll say we can't eat this and we can't eat that. Not for a medical reason, but we'll saying it's a sin to do this, it's a sin to do that.
Tell it, Pastor, tell it.
Okay. There's a scripture that says, eat what's set before you.
That's right.
You to ask God's blessings on it.
That's right.
And then receive it. Because once God bless it,
amen. Tell it,
can't be cursed.
Teach it.
And if you're going to curse it after you bless it, you might as well have kept your blessing.
Amen.
But it went nowhere.
Okay.
But we believe what the word has said. We can eat everything. And anything that we do can be a sin.
That's true.
Okay. It's based on how we receive it, what way we're doing it, and what condition we're doing it under, and to whom you're getting the credit to. If you offer it up, the Lord is blessed. If you offer up anything else, is not.
That's right.
Okay. Remember the very first sin that was committed was by eating. Eating in itself was a sin. But the sin was that ate what they were told not to eat.
Yes.
Tell it, Pastor.
By the Lord.
Amen.
Yeah.
Okay. He tell you that eat certain things could lead to death. Don't eat it. Then you shouldn't do it.
Amen.
Let it be the Lord told you that.
Yes.
Okay. So, One believes that he can eat all things. Like some people say, I can't eat pork.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. And you should eat it too, Peter. That's what I say. They, because they don't want they can't eat it. They don't want you eating it either.
Amen.
My Lord.
And then they'll judge you based on you eating and them them not eating. Okay.
Amen.
God made it. God blessed it.
Amen.
And everything he made is good.
Amen.
And very good.
Mm-hmm.
We can eat, just don't overeat.
That's right.
But when you overeat anything, it's sin.
Amen.
You overeat sin. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So eat it in moderation.
Amen.
Yeah, that's right.
Has God blessing on it?
Uh-huh.
And receive it with thanks.
Amen.
Okay. Now it says another that is in that's weak in the flesh eats on the herd.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So let him, that's number verse 3, let not him that eat it despises him that eat it not. Now, yeah. What it's saying, if you eat meat and somebody else don't eat meat,
that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Don't judge them.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
And that's what they believe, because if they believe it's a sin,
mm-hmm.
to them it is a sin.
Mm-hmm.
So if you believe something is a sin, you do, then to you it is a sin.
Amen.
But if I don't believe it's a sin, for me, to me mm-hmm. it's not a sin. And remember, everything is good. You just got to know how to use it.
That's true.
Okay. Let not him which is weak not judge him that eat it. For God has received him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. God has God has blessed it. You ain't got nothing to say about it.
That's right.
Mm. All right.
Glory be to God.
Mm. Okay, we got to spend our time doing something else.
Mm-hmm.
Besides judging whether somebody's sinning or not by what they're eating. Who art thou that judgeth another man's servant? Who are you?
Mm-hmm.
Who made you judge over somebody's life? Mm-hmm. Who made you the judge on what I can eat this or what I can eat that or not?
Amen. That's true. That's
okay. God is the judge. God is the one.
Yes, he is.
So who are you that judge another man's servant?
Mm-hmm.
To his own master, he standeth or falleth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, not to you, but to his own master.
Mm-hmm.
He will stand or fall. So you ain't got no place in there for judgment.
You sure haven't.
Yea, he shall be holding up,
mm-hmm.
for God is able to make him stand.
Yes, he is. Mm.
God is able to make him stand.
Mm-hmm.
Not you.
That's right.
Not me.
Mm-mm.
But God is able to make them stand.
Yes, he is.
So save your judgment.
Uh-huh.
It means nothing.
Mm-hmm.
It'll do nothing for you.
Mm-hmm.
And it will not advance you in the kingdom.
Mm-hmm. Well, my Lord. Mm.
Okay. So who art thou that judge another man's servant to his own master? He should stand or fall. It is the Lord that God who was able to let him stand.
Glory be to God.
One man esteems one day above another, while another esteems every day.
My Lord.
Let every man be fully persuaded.
Yes, yes, God.
In his own mind.
In his own mind.
Okay. So the person got to be persuaded in his own mind as to what is what. Because again, if they believe it to be wrong, to them it is wrong. So you are what you think you are.
That's right. True enough.
Okay. Somebody bully you and call you a name. You ain't got to believe that. God didn't give you that name.
That's right.
Parents didn't give you that name. So you don't have that name.
That's true.
And you should start responding to names that's not your given name.
That's right, my Lord.
You got a God-given name and you got a birth-given name. That's it.
Amen.
All right. So one, look at one day as a day that you need to hold in honor. And another one, saints, every day we should hold it on.
That's right, amen.
But every day is the Lord's day.
Amen.
Every day is a blessed day.
Yes, it is.
Every day is a good day.
Yes.
Yes.
And we got to stop calling them a bad day.
Yes, yes.
That's right.
All right. The day is not bad. The day is good. There may be some bad things that happen in the day, but the day won't bad. Yep.
That's true.
God made the day.
Teach it, Pastor. Teach it.
He created things yesterday. See that we got it today. We got it into the Lord.
Yes. Glory be to God.
He that we got it. Who's the honor of the day? Honor it into the Lord.
Yes.
Because it's the Lord's day. And he that got it, begotten not the day. To the Lord he do not regard it.
Amen.
He that eat it to the Lord. For he gave it God thanks.
Yes, it is.
So in everything you do, give God thanks.
Amen.
Okay. Everything you eat, you drink, give God thanks.
Thank you, God.
It's right.
You're giving it to the Lord. You're eating and drinking to the Lord. You're drinking it to the Lord. You're doing everything into the Lord.
Yes, yes, God.
And there's a scripture that says, whatever you do in words or in deeds, do it unto the Lord.
Amen.
That's right.
So the way you do somebody, you're doing it unto the Lord. The way you speak of somebody, you're doing the same thing unto the Lord. Okay, so keep that in mind and hold tight to your judgment.
Yes.
Don't let it come out.
Yes, right.
Never put it in. Don't let it come out. It's not what goes in that defiles you. It's what that comes out that defiles you. And it's those words that come out and those things that come out is what you're going to have to give the account of.
That's right.
Okay. So, he give it thanks, God thanks, and he that eat it not.
Yes, my Lord.
To the Lord. Eat it not and give it God's thanks. So you don't do it. You don't do it to the Lord. You don't give God thanks.
That's true.
When you give God thanks, you give it to the Lord. You recognize that all things come from him.
Yes.
Okay. For none of us live it to himself. Mm-mm. And no man dieth to himself.
Amen.
Okay, so you don't do anything unto yourself. It's of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
But whether we live,
mm-hmm.
okay. whether we live into the Lord,
mm-hmm.
and whether we die into the Lord,
mm-hmm.
whether we live therefore or die, we are the Lord.
That's
no matter what condition you're in,
mm-hmm.
what shape you're in spiritually,
mm-hmm.
you're the Lord.
That's right.
If you're a sinner, you're still the Lord.
Amen.
If mm-hmm. you're holding them down, you're still the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
You are Amen. The Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
And not yourself.
That's right.
Remember the word that is he that has made us.
Mm-hmm.
And not we ourselves. We are his people.
Amen.
Okay. We are his sheep or his pastor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We are the Lord.
Amen.
Praise God.
And so whatever you're doing it unto the Lord. Whatever you don't do, you're doing it not unto the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
You can't get around him. Can't get over him. You can't get under him.
Well, it's right.
Okay, mm-hmm. You can't get by him. It's unto the Lord. Whatever you do, whether it's good or bad.
Amen. That's right.
It's to the Lord.
Man.
When you treat somebody bad, you're doing it to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
For to this end, Christ both died and rose and revived that he might be the Lord both of the dead and the living.
Mm-hmm.
So he died and rose again.
Yes.
So that he may be the Lord of both the living and the dead.
Thank you,
mm-hmm.
Thank you God.
Okay. So, remember, don't judge.
Amen.
Humble yourself in the light.
Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus.
And you shall lift him up. He shall lift you mm-hmm. up.
Yes.
Speak not evil one of another.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He that uh-huh. speaketh evil is of his brother, and uh-huh. said that his brother speaketh evil of the law,
uh-huh.
and judgeth the law.
Amen.
So, you're not just speaking evil to the other person.
Mm-mm.
You're doing it to the law of God.
Yes, sir. My Lord.
And you're doing it to the Lord God, you're doing it to the Lord because the Lord mm-hmm. is the word.
What is so?
Okay. But if thou judge the law,
uh-huh.
thou art not a doer of the law, but a judge.
My Lord.
And the word told be a doer
uh-huh.
of the word.
Yes, it is. And
not just hearers.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to be a doer and not a judge.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So Paul tells us, for we know nothing by ourselves.
Uh-huh.
Yet I know nothing by justified. Though not justified, hereby justified.
Mm-hmm.
But that judge it me is the law.
Amen.
Nobody can judge you but the Lord.
That's right.
Amen. Okay. He's the only one qualified at this point.
Thanks.
Thank you, Lord.
Then it tells us as we close here. Therefore, judge nothing before the time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is anything left? There is nothing. What else do you judge besides things?
Mm.
Say, so don't judge nothing.
Before it's time.
Okay. Before the time. We're not in the position, we're not in the condition for judging anything spiritually today.
Amen.
Right? You can't judge me for my sin, I can't judge you for your sin, because we both got sin.
Amen. Amen.
And we let you know that any one that you broke them all.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And when we judge somebody, we're breaking the law.
Amen.
And make us guilty of all the law.
Amen.
So better we're thanking God for his mercy and his grace.
My Lord.
To keep us above the water.
Amen.
Okay. There's nothing before the time, and when is the time? It said until the Lord comes.
Uh-huh.
We can't judge nothing before he's coming back this second time. Okay. Until the Lord comes,
uh-huh,
who both will bring to light the hidden things of darkness.
My Lord.
But you ain't worried about the dark, about somebody uh-huh getting away with anything.
That's Amen right.
God's going to judge them.
Amen.
And he's going to bring back all the dark things that they've done in their lives.
My Lord.
Bring back every hidden secret
uh-huh
that we have in our lives. Okay? Those for those that is not right.
Uh-huh.
Now, he's not talking about those that are right with him. Because when he forgives you of these things, they won't come against you to condemn you.
Mm-hmm.
Did you, Pastor?
All right. In this world,
mm-hmm,
not a world to come.
Amen.
Right.
But if you're not, then those things are going to be revealed
mm-hmm
in the judgment.
When
yes, God comes back in judgment. Mm-hmm. Wait until he comes
mm-hmm
before you pass judgment. And wait until you've been changed
mm-hmm
in a body that is incorruptible.
Yes, mm-hmm, my God.
When mm-hmm you're not in a sinful flesh.
Mm-hmm.
So remember the very best thing we can do.
Amen.
In the flesh is just as filthy as it can be.
Amen.
Filthy rag.
Amen.
Very best thing.
Mm-hmm. All right. Praise God.
So we are not clean enough
mm-mm
to judge anybody.
Amen.
Amen.
We're not in a position.
Thank you, Lord.
To judge anybody.
Yes.
It is not the time for us to judge.
Mm-hmm.
It's a time for us to be praying.
Yes,
it's a time for us to be worshiping. It's a time for us to be praising him. It's a time for us to be lifting them up. It's a time for us to encourage one another. It's a time for us to love one another. It's a time for us to bless one another. It's a time for us to just lift the Lord all the day long, giving him the praise. It is that time.
Yes.
Not time.
Amen. Amen.
So the Lord has come back here. Hallelujah. Uh-huh. And he will come back.
Yes, he will.
And he
yes
will judge the world.
Yes. Yes.
Somebody's going to feel away.
Uh-huh.
God will.
He will. It. Yes, he will. Yes, he will.
Stop judging.
My Lord.
Don't judge for anymore.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Help us, Lord.
Hard. Pray hard.
My Lord.
Cry loud.
Yes.
Keep your judgment to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And you won't be judged.
Amen. Amen. Well, it's so.
Don't take rumors and go running with them.
Mm-mm.
Okay. Keep your judgment to yourself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You might have come trying to judge somebody to you. Let's stop praying.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Amen. Let us stop praying.
Amen. Amen.
Or let's change our conversation.
Uh-huh.
It's time that we change conversation.
Yes.
And not us changing to fit the conversation.
Amen.
Uh-huh. All right. Judge not. Don't judge. It's very important.
Uh-huh.
And then your life will be better.
Uh-huh.
And the individual's life will be better. Because we are speaking well on uh-huh. one another. All right.
So amen. No
judge. What are we to judge?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Amen.
When will it be good time for us to judge?
When God, when Jesus. When
Christ come back.
Amen.
Come back. All right. And you will know when it comes back.
Amen.
Okay. Because it said, every eye shall see him.
Mm-hmm.
Every tongue is going to have to confess.
Amen. Amen.
That the judgment. Mm-hmm. You have to admit that he is Lord.
Yes, he is.
We believe it to this point, to this day. He is mm-hmm. Lord.
He is Lord. He is
the Lord of our lives.
Yes, he mm-hmm. is. My Lord.
Okay. Remember, you don't make him Lord.
Mm-hmm.
He's already Lord.
Amen. He is.
He was Lord before you were born.
Mm-hmm.
He was Lord before the world was created.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't make him Lord of your life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You just accept him as Lord of your
yeah.
life.
Did you, Pastor?
Okay. You can reject him or receive him.
Yes.
Amen.
Get them all receiving based on you believing his word.
Amen.
Amen.
And vengeance is not yours.
Amen.
It is of the Lord.
Lord.
And he said, I will do all the repaying.
Yes.
Okay. So he knows the intent of your heart.
Yes, he does.
And even that will be disclosed at the judgment. God bless.
I bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Good teaching today, Pastor.
Amen.
Yes. Good message.
We will not judge, never. Says the Lord.
Yeah. Really strong.
Mm-hmm. Man.
Mm.
Yes, yes.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Judging can get you in a lot of trouble as well.
Yes, it can. Yes, it can.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes, it
judging
can.
Judging has broke up home.
Yes, it has.
Uh-huh. Caused people to kill themselves.
Yes.
Yes.
Or kill others.
Yes.
Good.
Judging is not a good thing.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. I just want to thank you all for your prayers.
That's it, Kim.
God bless you all, too. Thank you.
Amen.
I'm in Florida, but this is my family.
That's you.
Oh, wherever you all are. I know North Carolina, and I know some other cold places, too, but you're my family, and I appreciate Amen. You all, and I love each and every one of you, and I pray that God blesses.
Thank you.
Overflow.
Amen.
Amen. Anyone else?
Speaking with him, after we will give for him, his son, been going through some surgery and stuff. So we'd like to offer prayer with Beeson Wilson for his son.
Who was that?
Deacon Lady Wilson, okay. His son.
All right. Anyone out?
I just want to thank the Lord for being in the midst of y'all. I praise God for my church members and everybody, and I thank God for how he blessed me and took me through another whole year. And the Lord has been good, and he's so merciful. And I thank everyone, and I love you all. And y'all pray for me that I continue to be, do what the Lord will have me to do.
Amen.
And while I got this opportunity, I'm going to share with the mothers and the deacons. We're going to have a meeting the 22nd of May at 9 o'clock. I'll explain a little bit more later on, but I just wanted to let the mothers and the deacons know the 22nd at 9 o'clock. We're just going to meet briefly at the church to discuss some things.
I want to thank God for being here and the prayer of me and my family. And I want you to continue to pray for our family because we have a cousin that's in the hospital that's on the ventilator, Mary Hyman, son Tony. Keep him in prayer. They have him, he's not conscious. They put him, they sedated him so he to be unconscious. So he went out fishing with our cousin on the water in Nag's Head, and they said that he forgot to bring his pump, but it sounded like it's COVID to me. I'm not judging. I just said it sounded like it's COVID to me for to be on the ventilator, and he's not breathing, and then I don't think asthma would be like that, but I'm just keeping in his prayer. Keep the family in prayer.
Amen.
Thank you. Amen. I love you all, and you're nothing you can do about it.
Well, it's so.
We love you too, Gloria.
I know. I love everybody.
Love you, Juanita and Tiffany and Johnny, my nieces and nephews, and Kiki.
Are they up there?
I see them.
I love you too. I am. Juanita.
Hi.
And I love my church family that's up here with me and my brother, Pastor Burnett. I love you guys so much.
Love you too.
And Pastor Burnett, continue to pray for Tiffany and Johnny McKinley and Larry. And me, I'm doing much better today, thank God. I had some days where I was getting tired, you know, and I got dizzy Friday, but I think I got up too fast. But I went to the doctor on Friday, my cardiologist, and he said everything looks good. And he didn't want to see me no more until 9 months. So I feel so much better. And thank God, just keep praying that I can lose some of this weight that I put on.
Praise God.
We will. But you gotta do your part. You gotta do your part. You gotta
eat but a little bit.
You gotta do your part.
Stop eating that bread. She loves bread, guys. She can't do without bread.
I haven't been eating a lot of bread. And I walked yesterday for a half an hour.
You gotta do it more often.
Yeah, I'm gonna do a half an hour every day. I feel much better since I
walked. Okay. I walk 4 days a week, thank God. I walk 2.5 miles every day.
And now you're gonna see the difference. You're gonna see the difference.
Yes.
I know because I walk every day.
Oh, that's good.
Yes.
Mother Geese, that's why you look so young. That's why you look so young.
Oh, you walk twice a day then.
Okay, let's pray. Come, God, in the name of Jesus, we call on your holy and righteous name because nobody else can.
Thank you, Jesus.
You are God, our helper, God, our deliverer, God, our healer. God of hope, God of peace, God of love. Amen. You are the God of everything. You are the one that healed us in the name of Jesus.
Lord.
Thank you now by your spirit.
Thank you,
God. To each one of these who have names been called, in the name of Jesus, that thou will bless them in a special way. Give them strength to overcome in the name of Jesus, we pray.
Jesus.
And thank you right now, for you have already done it for us.
Yes, Lord,
because you said it was finished in the name of Jesus. When you were on the cross, and what you came to do was finished. You came to deliver, you came to set us free, you came to heal us, you came to make us all that we are. And we are all in you. In Jesus' name, God. In you that we live, in you that we move, in you that we have existence.
Yes,
name, we give you glory, we give you honor, we pray. In Jesus' name we pray.
Jesus' name.
Praise God.
Amen. I'd like to thank Willie Chapman for being on. He's on here for church. I thank God for that.
Chapman. Amen.
Oh, who's that?
Hi, Chapman.
Brother Willie Chapman. Or Trotman?
Trotman, yeah.
Excuse me.
The benediction. May the grace of God, speaking in the Holy Spirit, rest, rule in the Bible, advance now, henceforth, and forevermore. And the people of God say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.